Good evening, everyone. We will call the March 9, 2026 Sussex County Board of Adjustments meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Before we get started with the agenda and everything, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chuck McClure, a new board member today. With that, is there approval for the agenda this evening?
Chairman, I...
Are there any changes to the agenda? I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, there are no changes.
Mr. Chairman, I vote to move, or I motion to approve the agenda for tonight, March 9th, 2026.
Second the motion.
I have a motion and a second for the agenda this evening. Mr. McClure? Aye.
Aye.
Voting aye. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And aye too. So with a vote of 4-0, the agenda for this evening has been approved. Approval for the minutes, November 17th, 2025.
Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes for November 17th, 2025.
I second.
We're in here, so we'll just vote for the vote as three. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And aye too. So with a vote of 3-0, the minutes for November 17th, 2025 have been approved. Findings of fact for November 17th, 2025.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the findings of fact for November 17th, 2025.
Second the motion.
A motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And aye too. So with a vote of 3-0, the findings of fact for November 17th, 2025 have been approved. Minutes for December 8th, 2025.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minutes for December 8th, 2025.
Second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And aye too. With a vote of 3-0, the minutes for December 8th, 2025 have been approved. December 8th, 2025 have been approved.
Chairman, I move that we approve the findings of fact for December 8th, 2025.
I second that motion.
Motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And aye too. So with a vote of 3-0, the findings of fact for December 8th, 2025 have been approved. Approval of the minutes for December 15th, 2025.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minutes for December 15th, 2025.
Second the motion.
A motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And aye too. So with a vote of 3-0, the minutes for December 15th, 2025 have been approved. Approval of the findings of fact for December 15th, 2025.
Chairman, I move that we approve the findings of fact for December 15th, 2025.
I second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And aye too. So with a vote of 3-0, the findings of fact for December 15th, 2025 have been approved. And we have the approval of the minutes for January 5th, 2026.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minutes for January 5th, 2026.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And aye too. So with a vote of 3-0, the minutes for January 5th, 2026 have been approved. And finally, we have the approval of the findings of fact for January 5th, 2026.
Chairman, I move that we approve the findings of fact for January 5th, 2026.
I second.
There's a motion and a second.
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And aye too. So with a vote of 3-0, the findings of fact for January 5th, 2026 have been approved. Mr. Adams.
This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take direction from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or sources of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of this room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. Witnesses may come to the podium one at a time, and the podium will be wiped down after each witness. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, then the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you are here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised the decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written findings of fact and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone, we ask that you turn the phone to silent service for the duration of the meeting. Please note that when you approach the podium, there is a button at the bottom of the microphone. You will need to hit the button to turn your microphone on. If the microphone light turns green, your microphone is on.